But first, nearly 40 years ago, the United States Superfund program was put into effect in an effort to clean up areas or sites that are contaminated with hazardous material. Those sites are determined by the Environmental Protection Agency. But are Superfund sites a high enough priority? And what effect could climate change have on those sites? That was the focus of a new federal report put together by the Government Accountability Office. According to the report, Arizona has 6 Superfund sites that could be damaged by wildfires or flooding that are strengthened by climate change. To learn more, I spoke with Alfredo Gomez. He's a director at the Government Accountability Office. We began the conversation by talking about why some of Arizona's Superfund sites have been on the list for 3 decades.
So some of the sites are just take a long time to develop cleanup remedies for them. Some of them may take a while to actually clean them up. Some of them may have contaminated groundwater where you're doing a pump and treat system that may take decades sometimes to ensure that the groundwater is fully decontaminated.
Let's look at some of the threats posed by climate change to Superfund sites. Flooding, wildfires, certainly we've seen many wildfires of late here in the West, storm surge and sea level rise. I wonder if you could break those down for us and how those factors could impact all these sites around the country.
Sure, absolutely. So what we did is we looked at, obviously, the Superfund sites across the country. We mapped them out. And what we wanted to see then is what is it that federal data tells us about the climate change impacts of the site. So we were looking, for example, at wildfire risk. So we looked at data from the Forest Service. We looked at data on flooding from FEMA. We then looked at different storm surges from different kinds of hurricanes and what that would mean, and even looked at sea level scenarios, and this is data from NOAA. So we overlaid all of this data on the locations of the Superfund sites to tell us a little bit about, for the Superfund sites that are out there, based on their location, what is the potential impact from these climate change effects.
So what stood out to you? I know there are some major findings there.
Right. So what we found is that about 60% of the Superfund sites that we looked at, that's about 945 sites, are located in an area that may be impacted by one or more of these potential climate change effects. So you can imagine sites along the coast, for example, that might be affected from flooding or storm surge, even sites inland that may be affected by river flooding, or sites out in the west that may be affected by not only flooding, but also wildfire risk.
When it comes to the study, is there a discussion about how much around the corner these potential impacts could be?
You know, that's the really good question, right? But I want to point out that a lot of the data that we used is basically based on current or past conditions in terms of the risk. So, for example, looking at data on wildfires from the Forest Service, we're looking at fire risk that is based on past conditions. So according to experts, climate change impacts are supposed to worsen. They're supposed to become more frequent, more intense into the future. So really the purpose of the study was to gather information and to show for EPA and others, where the sites are and what does the data tell us about the potential impacts from climate change. And then, again, the question then is, how well prepared is EPA to understand what the risks are at those sites and what can they do about them?
What are the next steps? Would you be willing to chime in about what you'd like EPA to do if they had the budget to do it?
So the purpose in a lot of our studies is to look at programs, evaluate programs, see what can be done to improve, but also to bring attention and awareness to different program areas. And in this case, what we ended up doing is we ended up providing 4 recommendations or making 4 recommendations to the EPA to look at these programs and to find ways to improve. One of the recommendations we made was for EPA to improve the location of the Superfund sites. So currently there's not complete or accurate data on the boundaries of Superfund sites because sometimes a Superfund site boundary can change depending on whether contamination is migrating. And so that was the first thing, so that we have clear information for everyone so that they know exactly where Superfund sites are located. The other 2 recommendations that we made to EPA were along the lines that EPA needs to provide information to the regional offices, which are the ones that are doing the work, on how to use climate information so that they can, and what I mean by that is, for example, information on precipitation, information on wildfire risk, so that they can be better prepared to do risk assessments, be better prepared to make risk response decisions about these sites. And so we make recommendations to agencies. We track those recommendations to see if they're implementing them and taking action on them.
Do you expect action to be taken?
So we're going to be tracking them. The agency has agreed to better do the boundaries of the sites. They're working on getting better information online for everyone to see. And so we're going to be working with them and looking to see if they're taking action on the other recommendations.
Alfredo Gomez is a director of the Government Accountability Office. We've been talking about a new report on the possible effects of climate change on Superfund sites.